Fillmore and Union on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Mine's called Lexi. She's 3 years old.
This is Bouncer. He's 4 years old.
He's 3 years old. He's absolutely adorable.
So we're really excited to be expecting. She's due in a week. She comes on Tuesday. She's a yellow lab called Isadora.
And he's a Springer Spaniel.
And she's a German Shepherd.
I'm the proud owner of a Bedlington Terrier called Bear. He loves cuddles and big walks in the park.
For many of us, our dogs are an extension of the family, and the thought that they might not be welcome anywhere can be really off-putting.
It just puts your mind at ease knowing that a cafe or restaurant or pub is dog-friendly, because you can take them on a walk and then go and socialise with someone. You don't have to worry about taking him home. And often the dogs have a great time just being with you in a social setting as well.
Leaving your dogs at home when you go out feels rough. It's easy to know they'll be welcome wherever you go. Fillmore and Union, famed for their healthy, wholesome food and to die for brownies, don't just tolerate dogs, they welcome them. So I spoke to Marcus, the manager of the Harrogate branch, about people taking their dogs into the restaurant, starting with the important questions. Marcus, do you have dogs of your own?
I do indeed. I have one myself.
What breed?
Basset Hound.
Basset Hound. And what is your Basset Hound called?
His name's Meredith. Please don't laugh.
I will hold my laughter to myself. So Fillmore and Union, obviously being a family restaurant, you now welcome dogs in as well.
Absolutely. Available to come into any of our restaurants.
Once they're here, they don't just sort of sit quiet in the corner. They're treated like part of the family.
Absolutely. Nowadays, dogs are part of the family. So, we try and treat them the same way with their own little nibbles, little food for them as well. We cook up a nice little sausage and, it's very popular with the dogs. And they're allowed throughout our restaurant, especially on evenings, more than welcome to come for dinner as well. We have outside courtyards, inside, upstairs. They're allowed everywhere and all part of the restaurant.
And do many people take you up on this offer? Do you see a lot of people come in with their dogs?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of people bring their dogs in. People bring in three at a time.
Well known for how Instagrammably delicious their food looks, customers have also taken to uploading pictures of their dogs enjoying Fillmore and Union. They even have a little competition going.
We do indeed. It's on our website. And basically, we just do Dog of the Week on our Fillmore Friday. So you'll find a little puppy or dog or every single week, every Friday, you'll see a new puppy up there.
Has Meredith ever won Fillmore Union's Dog of the Week?
I've actually personally, even though I've worked for the company since March last year, I've never actually brought her in yet. I brought her in once to the one at Weatherby where I used to work, and she just caused a bit of mayhem. So I think since then, I've been a bit put off by bringing her back.
Have there been any stories of dogs sort of causing mayhem in restaurants, or so far have they all been well behaved?
To be fair, they're normally all pretty well behaved, to be fair.
Fillmore and Union have branches all over the north, in Harrogate, Beverley, Weatherby, Moortown, Skipton, Ilkley, Jesmond, York and beyond. And with their summer fixed price menu and kids eat free after three deals, there's never been a better time to visit with the whole family, dogs included. Find your nearest branch and menu online at fillmoreandunion.com.
Fillmore and Union on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.